This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show for what is our final episode of WHL This Week. And yes, we have a WHL champion. The Seattle Thunderbirds crowned in Regina. We'll take you back to Game 6 of the WHL Championship Series presented by Rogers in moments. Also, a sit-down chat with T-Birds head coach Steve Konowalczyk as we now look forward to the 2017 MasterCard Memorial Cup in Windsor, Ontario. First up, back to Game 6 in Regina.
Rebound crew, he scores! The Seattle Thunderbirds, for the first time in their history, are Western Hockey League champions.
Alexander True's goal 13 minutes into overtime, and the Seattle Thunderbirds are off to the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Here's how it sounded from the Thunderbirds broadcast booth, voice of the T-Birds, Tom Boyning.
Right wing coming with his drop, fired his shot, save, rebound, front True, shot, he scores! He scores! He scores! Alexander True has just won the T-Birds their first ever Western Hockey League championship in overtime.
Co-captain Scotty Ensor post-game credits a team effort in the 2017 WHL playoffs.
From the coaches, from the GM, all the way to our fourth and first line guys, I mean, it's just been an excellent ride. We're all really tight, and I think the biggest thing is character.
Matthew Barzell was named the WHL's playoff MVP, 25 points in 16 games. He was quick to pass the credit on to rookie goaltender Carl Stankowski.
I've never seen a 16-year-old so focused and prepared at all times. So, you know, we told him going in overtime, we said, we got you, buddy, eh? Just make some big saves and we'll get this one for you. So, he's been great for us and, you know, he's couldn't ask for a bigger step up.
It was a great playoffs for Keegan Kolesar as well, leading the postseason with 31 points.
It's amazing. I can't even put it into words right now. I was crying earlier, a lot of us were, and it's just a great feeling to bring this to the organization and to have all the support that we have here tonight. It's unbelievable.
The Thunderbirds set to join the host Windsor Spitfires, the Ontario Hockey League champion Erie Otters, and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey champion St. John Sea Dogs, the 2017 MasterCard Memorial Cup.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
At the other end of the rink Sunday night, the Regina Pats, a team that will host next year's 100th edition of the Memorial Cup. Head coach and general manager John Paddock looking back on the championship series.
They played their game really consistently, and our game was inconsistent, some to do with them. The next thing is one of the things you'll never ever know because it's hypothetical. Losing Adam was a big loss to us. We're not using that as an excuse, but the fact is when you take 130 points out of your lineup, it's big.
Paddock addressing his team after the game.
It was sort of like, what can you say? We had a great year. Didn't work out how we wanted to do. Losing hurts, and it really hurts, and they're really hurting at the time and for a little while. And I said, maybe that's something that helps you next year or 5 years or 10 years in the playoffs at a different level. That was about it.
He credits a strong T-Birds team that got healthy at the right time.
They never had their lineup together all year, not one game until Game 1. So everybody has them. We got them at a bad time.
Graduating 20-year-old Adam Brooks, wrapping up a 5-year WHL career, all with the Regina Pats, 359 games through the regular season and playoffs.
All the things that, I guess, kind of happen in your career, all the friendships you make, you know, it's tough. It's tough to see it all go. And, you know, I'll always be a Pat at heart and always call Regina, you know, my home. Yeah, it's definitely a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, I guess there comes a time where you got to move on.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
RE/MAX of Western Canada in association with the WHL, Black & Decker, iRobot, and Sherwin-Williams has now announced the grand prize winner of the RE/MAX Home Team Contest. The contest received entries from all over Western Canada, with Kyle Hale of Calgary, Alberta, walking away as the lucky grand prize winner, grand prize including $10,000 cash courtesy of RE/MAX. Patricia Erskine of Eagle Creek, BC, was selected as the secondary prize winner. Congratulations for the RE/MAX Home Team Contest.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week Playoff Edition.
Steve Konowalczyk, the head coach of the WHL champion Seattle Thunderbirds. Steve, I say that, you've only had a few days to soak that in here, but that must sound pretty nice here for you and the team to accomplish that goal.
It sounds great. Yeah, what an unbelievable couple of days. Well, the whole journey, sure, long process to get there, but the whole journey. And yeah, we've had a couple of days to let it sink in, but today we had to turn a page here and then put that on hold and get focused on our next goal.
All right, allow us just to keep the page there for 1 second before we talk about Windsor here. The reception, the homecoming, I saw some video of you guys coming back into Kent with your home fans, with the Ed Chenoweth Cup. That looked pretty special.
It was special. Again, I don't think you never know how many people are going to come out. We do have unbelievable fans here in Seattle and Kent that support us all year and make it such a fun place to play. And then coming in, you don't know how many to expect, but there's sure a lot of diehards. And we you know, we were a little bit later, probably a couple hours later than we expected. Got held up at customs just a little bit there, and so we were a little bit late getting in. But they hung out there and they're there supporting it. It was a great feeling to come into that kind of reception.
All right, let's go back to Game 1, Series 1. Your training staff comes to you and says, okay, our number one goaltender is unavailable. And oh yeah, maybe the best player in Major Junior Hockey is also on the shelf and won't be ready for Game 1. Your thoughts, first of all, on that, and did you ever think that you'd be out those guys and be out some key players for long times here in the playoffs?
Well, it's never something you want to hear. It's something that has been the way our whole season has been with key guys. But yeah, all of a sudden we're expecting Game 1 up until morning skate. The day before our first playoff game, Tulsa was ready to go. Yes, he was nursing something, but ready to go. And then he does morning skate, and all of a sudden, boom, we're throwing Stankowski in there, and Barzal's out of the lineup. And I think at that point, just kind of half jokingly, half jokingly for myself, I go right on the top of my board. One man injury is one man opportunity, just to kind of keep things in perspective for myself, because it is a lot of stuff to take in all the time and the way the year has been. And sure enough, Barzal stepped in and has played great. And even when Barzal is out, Donnie Niles plays his spot on the power play and some of the areas there. And the power play, believe it or not, didn't really skip a beat without Barzal on there. And it was just guys stepping up all year long. And yeah, special team. I know people always talk about guys playing through injury or playing and stepping up and next man up and all the cliches you want to do, but that's easier said than done. But with our group, they've got it done time in and time out with different guys stepping up.
Quick word on Karl Stankowski coming in and winning 16 playoff games as a 16-year-old and just doing what he's done for you in the playoffs.
Yeah, the composure he has. Again, he gets out there and he can read the play. He skates well. He moves well. You know, his angles, he seems to be able to, you know, be able to read if he has to play a little bit deeper, if there's breakdowns or if he needs to challenge a shooter, he's out. So his goalie sense is... So I think it's above average. That really gives him a good chance to succeed. He was a guy, again, we expected good things from him by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I think the surprise is how much he was hurt, and so we didn't get as much of a look as we thought we would early on in the year, the mid part of the year. And so, you know, for him to come in, it was good for him. He stepped up, and he's made a name for himself here fairly quickly.
Regina Pat's John Paddock talked about how, you know, he really tipped the cap to the T-Birds and the fact that you had your game playing consistently throughout more than his team. Was there a point in that series that it turned in your favor? You were down 2-1 at one point before, you know, finding your mark and going on to that 6-game series victory.
I don't know if there's one that I felt it tipped it. The second game there was a frustrating loss for us. We talk about emotions, but frustrating loss. We're up 3-1 midway through the second, and it felt like we were in pretty good control. And then we didn't have our consistency the rest of that game. We ended up losing it. And I thought from the rest of the way out, we bared down. And everyone talked about playoff experience for us and being into the finals. And, you know, that game two, you know, I was a little bit upset, and some of our guys in that game two, we weren't the team that looked like they had been there before. And I think after that game, we did play like the guys that had been to the finals and knew what it took to maybe finish it out.
All right, quick thought on the Memorial Cup. This is the reward, I guess, for battling four playoff series and grinding things out like you did. And now, hey, it's the Erie Otters on Saturday, and you probably, you know, might have a hard time even spelling Erie, let alone knowing what this team is all about, and the St. John Sea Dogs and the host Windsor Spitfire. So how do you prepare for this on a short-term basis and be ready to go Saturday?
Well, Well, it's different than a seven-game series with one team. You're playing games quickly, and you're playing different teams. It's magnified about how you play your own game. You really have to, you know, hockey's not that complicated anyway, and most of it is how you play your own game. Obviously, within a seven-game series, there's a few more adjustments you might make, but when you get out there, first thing you want to do is make sure you're ready to play your game and not overthink things. And there will be some minor adjustments to the other teams, but they happen quick, and you just want to get out there and play a high energy, high tempo, and not overthink things.
With the fact that it is just a one-game take-all and hope you get in the playoffs, you still have to like your chances there. You have some game-breakers. You know, you can play that style that's effective here. So when you look at the other three teams in this tournament, you have to think that, you know what, hey, why not us, I guess?
Well, I mean, I certainly believe every team in there should be feeling the same thing. I mean, they all won their league. I mean, you have the host team, who we know is good anyway, but then you have two other teams that won their league. We won our league. If you can't go in confidence, I don't know why every team wouldn't be in there confident. You know, I talk to our guys, you know, again, not, you know, you don't want to get caught up. You want to avoid getting caught up in other teams, so-called big-name guys. And, you know, other teams are looking at our so-called big-name guys with the Barzells, the Colzars, Bears, and, you know, every team has them, so you just got to go out and understand you have them too and go play.
All right, well, Steve, congratulations, first of all. That's massive to bring a WHL championship to the Seattle Thunderbirds, their first in franchise history. Some work left to be done here, but a great run here so far, Steve, and thanks for being a guest a few times this season here on WHL This Week. Wish you the best of luck there in Windsor, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Hey, and that's the show, and that is the season of WHL This Week. I want to thank all our radio partners from across the WHL for their help throughout the season. Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.